It's a big idea.
I can't sleep with the light off.
Cindy, you cut it out. How are we supposed to sleep with the lights on?
If you go to sleep, you won't see them on.
And if you go to sleep, you won't see them off.
I want them on. On.
Listen, do you girls know what time it is? Now, what are you doing up? Come on, off of the lights. Go to bed.
But, Daddy...
Good night.
She won't sleep with the lights out.
That's not like you. What do you want the lights on for?
I just do.
Why?
I'm scared.
Oh, honey, what are you scared of?
I better not tell you. It'll get me too scared. Please, can I sleep with you tonight?
Cindy, honey, what are you so afraid of?
If I tell you, can I sleep with you tonight?
Cindy, you girls have your own room.
Please, just this once.
All right, just this once.
Thank you.
Come on, here. In you go.
Okay. Listen, what were you so frightened of?
It was something I saw.
What?
A magician at Jeremy's birthday party.
What happened?
He put a lady into a big box and made her disappear.
Oh, well, honey, the lady didn't really disappear. That's just part of a trick.
Sure. First you see her, then she disappears, and you see her again.
Well, I didn't see her again.
Oh, but you had to, honey. That's part of the trick.
When she disappeared, I ran out. But I feel much safer now.
Oh, good. I think she's going to be all right now. Good night, sweetheart.
It's dark again.
Cindy.
Please turn the light on.
There is nothing to be afraid of in the dark.
But that's when I think about the lady.
Oh, but darling, that's just your imagination. Now, come on, lie down. Mommy will show you. Now, close your eyes. That's it. Now I want you to think of something real pleasant. That's my girl. I'll bet you aren't seeing that lady disappear now, are you? No, of course not. Sweetheart.
I'm thinking again.
Hello, I'm home. Hi, Alice.
Hi, Mr. Brady. How come you're home so early?
I couldn't keep my eyes open at the office. I was up half the night with Cindy.
Well, I've got some of this morning's coffee left over. That might wake you up.
Yeah, I'm going to look in the icebox.
Hi, Dad. Hi, Alice.
Hey, Peter.
Guess what? Our school's putting on an old-time vaudeville show, and I signed up for it.
Hey, terrific.
Of course, you have to try out for it first.
What kind of an act are you going to do?
A magic act, like the guy did at Jeremy's party. That was neat.
I don't know about that. Maybe we've had enough magic around here lately.
But, Dad, I've got to have an act.
Sure. What's a vaudeville performer without an act? On second thought, it hasn't stopped some I've seen.
Hey, now that I think about it, doing magic might help Cindy. I mean, the more she sees of tricks and how they work, why, the less she'll have reason to be afraid.
That's a good idea, Mr. Brady.
You mean I can be a magician?
Yep.
I hereby christen thee Peter the Great.
Well, I think I'll catch your act later, Peter the Great.
Boy, wait till I tell everybody.
Tell us what?
I'm going to be a magician in an old-time vaudeville show. At least I'm going to try out for it. Neato.
That's great. I know a couple of tricks I can show you how to do.
I can sew you a fancy cape, Peter.
I can help, too.
How?
I can tell you if a trick stinks.
You came to the right place, mister. Now, what kind of tricks did you want to do?
Well, they're not for me. They're for my son here.
Oh?
I'm going to be a magician at a vaudeville show.
Good for you, kid. You know, vaudeville ain't dead. It ain't feeling too good, but it ain't dead.
Well, I think we'd like to see some easy tricks, you know. Nothing too difficult to do.
No problem. I have here a wonderful trick that any six-year-old can do. The Chinese linking rings. Here, separate them, kid.
I can't do it.
You can't do it? How old are you?
12.
No wonder you can't separate them. You have to be 6. Now watch. I say the magic words, abracadabra, and slowly the rings separate.
Wow, how'd you do that?
That's very good.
Good? Sensational. You ain't seen nothing yet. Now, here's a trick that the kid can do and stop the show with it. That's showbiz talk. Simple little trick with a bottle and 2 empty tubes. You notice that the tube fits right over the bottle. So does this one. Remember, the bottle is here. I say the magic words, abracadabra, and voila. The bottle has changed places.
See, that's out of sight.
I think you made a sale. We'll take both those tricks.
All righty. Hey, now how about something spectacular? You know, like the disappearing cabinet?
Sounds like I might make too much of my money disappear.
That's funny. That's very good. You're a riot. Tell you what, sir. This book has the blueprints and the illustrations, and you can build your own disappearing cabinet. It's easy to do and lots of fun.
Gee, something spectacular like this could be the highlight of my act.
You're right, kid. Every act has got to have a highlight.
We'll take the book.
Thanks, Dad.
Of course, nothing works without this. You know, every magician has got to have a magic wand. There you are, kid.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, my jumping bottle trick. I propose to make the bottle jump from this tube to this tube. Now you see it. And now, abracadabra. Cindy, lift the container.
Oh, go on, honey. There's nothing to be afraid of. It's fun.
The bottle has jumped.
Gee, did I do that?
Of course not. I did. You can applaud if you like.
Very good, Peter.
Not good. Sensational. You ain't seen nothing yet.
That's showbiz talk.
Can I help you with another trick, Peter?
Hey, you know, Peter, she'd make a real cute assistant for you.
Hey, that's a good idea.
Oh, sure. Every magician ought to have a pretty assistant. It dresses up the act.
Yeah, that's right. Cindy, do you want to be my assistant?
Okay, but first, will you tell me how this trick works?
Well, first you take the...
Hey, how about us?
Sorry, it's a secret for us magicians.
I would like to show you my famous disappearing banana trick. Assistant, the banana, please. I say the magic words, abracadabra, and...
Wow, that's really good, Peter.
Oh, I get it! The banana's right!
Shh! You ain't seen nothing yet. Assistant, the handkerchiefs, please. 1, 2, and 1 makes 3. I say the magic words, abracadabra, and they're gone.
Where'd they go?
They didn't go anywhere, Assistant.
1, 2, and 1 makes 3.
That is so good.
Great.
Great.
Are they done yet, Mom?
Oh, hi,
kids. Yeah, you're just in time for a preview. Here. What do you think? Huh?
Boy, they're neat.
And Cindy, this is yours. How do you like it? Hmm? What's the matter?
Isn't there something missing?
All right, now is this better?
Much better.
Oh, my goodness.
Gee, that looks super. You think I ought to get a mustache to make me look more mysterious?
Hi, I got something for you.
What's that?
A top hat.
Wow, that's great. Where'd you get it?
Mandy Baldwin. His father had it in an old trunk. I thought you could use it in your act.
I sure can.
It really is a magician's hat. Made your whole head disappear. Almost makes your whole body disappear.
But Cindy, you've got to get inside the cabinet so I can make it disappear.
I don't wanna. There's nothing to be afraid of. I'm not afraid.
She's afraid, all right. But there's nothing to it. Bobby! Yeah? You want to get inside the disappearing cabinet?
Sure.
Okay, watch. Now you see him. I say the magic words. Abracadabra. Disappear. And he's gone.
Bring him back, Peter. Please bring him back.
Okay, okay. I say the magic words. Abracadabra. Return from beyond.
Where is he?
Bobby, did you hear me? Bobby!
You made him disappear just like that lady, and he's never coming back. Mommy! Mommy! Peter made Bobby disappear! Mommy!
Now look what you've done. Cindy's more scared than ever. Bobby, come on!
Hey, sweetheart.
I'm glad you're home.
Yeah, me too. Spent all morning in the sand traps. Might as well have gone to the beach.
Cindy's all upset again. She's up in our room and Mom's with her.
What happened?
Bobby disappeared.
Disappeared?
Well, Peter made him disappear in the cabinet, and Bobby didn't come back. Guess Bobby's playing some kind of a joke.
Yeah, not a very funny joke. Maybe I'll have a talk with that young man.
But he's not here. We're looking for him.
Then what happened?
I just said the magic words. Abracadabra.
Hey, Peter.
Yeah, Dad? That's all I did. I just said the magic words.
Okay, now what happened?
I don't know. I don't know where he went.
Me either, Dad. It was weird. All of a sudden he was there. And
here I am. Bobby, where have you been?
You want to give us a little explanation?
Well, after I got out the secret door, I sneaked out the back of the garage for a joke. Some joke. I fooled you, huh?
Well, you may have fooled us, but you scared Cindy.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that. Honest.
Well, I think Cindy would like to hear your apology. Now, move.
I wonder if Houdini started out like this. Cindy. Cindy, it's me, Bobby.
Bobby!
I was only playing a joke. Sorry I scared you.
I thought you'd really disappeared.
Well, I didn't. You can let go now.
I'm glad you're back.
What'd you have to do that for?
Now do you understand there wasn't anything to be afraid of?
Uh-huh. But I don't want to be Peter's magic assistant anymore.
Hey, he's counting on you for his tryout tomorrow afternoon, honey.
Jan knows what to do. She can take my place.
But, Cindy, I told you there's no reason to be afraid.
I'm not afraid, but if it's okay, tonight I think I'll sleep with the lights on again.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, introducing Peter the Great! Ladies and gentlemen, my assistant will hand me a pair of ordinary Chinese linking rings. Observe, The linking rings are linked.
And they're still linked.
Abracadabra.
Oh, hey!
Observe. Nothing in my hand.
Except a little dirt.
I'm gonna pour this milk in my fist.
Look out for the carpet, Peter.
Going. Going. Gone.
Good night, everybody. I'm going to sleep now.
Cindy, honey, don't you want to stay and watch Peter rehearse for his big tryout tomorrow?
He's real good, honey.
No, thanks.
Boy, that magic really has her bugged.
Anytime you're ready, Warren.
Calm down, Peter. We got everything here.
Everything but Jan. And I'm on right after Warren.
Well, she'll be here. Your mother's gone to the gym to get her.
Boy, my stomach sure feels funny.
You got butterflies.
Mine feel more like bats.
You wanted to be in show business.
Hi, Cindy. Jan. Is Mom or Dad there?
Uh-uh. They took Peter's magic stuff over to his school.
Oh, I'm in the nurse's office. I twisted my ankle in gym class.
Gee, I'm sorry.
Well, I guess I better call over to the auditorium and tell Dad I can't help Peter.
But if you don't help him, he won't win.
Oh, I'm sorry. But how can I do it on one foot? Bye.
Bye.
You sure it's not serious, Jan?
It's just a little sprain.
Well, that's good, honey. Your mother went to the gym class. I'm sure they'll send her right over.
But what about Peter, Dad? I can walk a little bit.
Jan, you stay off that ankle, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Bye, sweetheart.
Oh, great. There goes my act.
Well, it sounds as though your sister planned it this way, Peter.
I know. I'm sorry she hurt herself.
You've worked very hard for this tryout, and there's no reason you can't go out there and perform by yourself.
Maybe one or two tricks. But who's going to get in the disappearing cabinet? That's the highlight of my whole act.
Well, leave that out. And just do the best you can, huh?
Right now, I wish I could disappear.
That was very nice, Warren. Thank you. Oh, the next on the list is Peter Brady and his magic act. Are you ready, Peter?
Yes, sir.
Just do the best you can.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. The first trick I'd like to do for you is a very good trick I know you'd like. Only I can't do it because I don't have my assistant. But I've got an even better trick, though. It's really terrific with a rope, a rabbit, and a canary. But I can't do that one either without my assistant. And I also can't do my best trick of all. The disappearing lady. I'm real sorry I can't do it for you. You'd have really liked that one. But I'll have to do some of my other tricks. Because like I said, I don't have my assistant.
Yes, you do, Peter. Jen called home, so I came to help Peter.
Yeah, well, we can sure use some help.
She's all set to go. I took the wings off her fairy princess costume.
Listen, Cindy, are you positive you want to do this?
I'm positive. I'm still a little scared, but I'm positive. I'm ready, Peter the Great. You can make me disappear now.
Thanks, Cindy. Ladies and gentlemen, my assistant and sister. And now for the highlight of my act. A trick that will amaze you. You sure you're okay?
I think so.
And now I say the magic words. Abracadabra, disappear. And she's gone.
Good.
And now I say the magic words again. Abracadabra, return from beyond.
Excellent.
Are you still okay?
Let's do it again.
Ladies and gentlemen, if it's all right with you, my assistant wants to do this trick again.
By all means.
I say the magic words. Abracadabra, disappear.
For you.
What?
Flowers. Oh. Say, listen, you know that mink that you were hinting about for our last anniversary?
Yeah?
Have another flower.
Oh, Mike, that's a terrible joke to play on.
Hey.